This is WAMU 88.5. I'm Jonathan Wilson. A company that processes around 40% of SNAP transactions at farmers markets nationwide says it will end its service by July 31st. WAMU's Emily Sullivan reports that could limit options for some low-income residents.
Right now, most local farmers markets use a government-authorized smartphone app to process SNAP payments. But the app's developer, Novodia, has announced it's ending its payment service. Without the app, markets can still use paper vouchers. Sellers call a SNAP hotline to ensure that customers have available funds. But that entire process takes at least 2 business days. Nick Stavely is the manager of Community Foodworks, a nonprofit that provides DC farmers markets with SNAP payment options.
Pretty much everyone is looking either at not having service or having really slow offline voucher service.
His group and other nationwide nonprofits are trying to find a replacement for the online payment system. Over 120,000 district residents currently receive SNAP benefits. For WAMU, I'm Emily Sullivan.